This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We now take up the topic of charter schools in Michigan, particularly the question, is there an academic difference in charter schools operated by for-profit companies as compared to charters run by nonprofits? That question is the focus of a piece appearing in today's Bridge magazine. Joining the program now is Bridge writer Ron French. Welcome back, Ron.
Thanks.
Good to have you with us. And from Public Sector Consultants, we have the Chief Executive Officer, Jeff Williams, joining us. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you.
So before we get to the answer that you found to that question, I want to set the stage a little by reviewing just where we stand in terms of charter schools in Michigan. Now, Jeff, Governor Snyder signed a law increasing the number of charter school contracts around the state. So how many do we have today? How many charter schools are in Michigan right now?
As of the start of school this past fall, in fall of 2012, we had 256 charter school districts in the state out of a total of about 861 districts. So they're roughly, they're a third of the overall districts in the state that serve the K-12 population directly.
And where does that put us in comparison to other states?
In terms of other states, we're clearly toward the upper end of the range. Part of the challenge when you compare to other states is there are some states that have more schools, but they're a lot smaller. There are other states that have a fewer number of schools, but the student population in each building is much bigger. So it's always kind of a challenge to figure out where we stack up. We certainly in Michigan are in the top 10, top 11 in the nation, mostly driven by our population. We kind of cheat towards the top five because of the expansion and interest in charter schools, especially in the last 10 years.
And Ron, in your story in Bridge, you note Michigan has the highest proportion of for-profit charter schools in the nation.
That's right, and there's some debate about that because different groups will define for-profit in different ways, but most agree that we have over half of our charter schools are operated by a for-profit company. Some will argue that's closer to three-quarters. One study indicates that more than one-quarter of all the for-profit charter schools in the country are located in Michigan.
So, Ron, you joined with Public Sector Consultants, and you analyzed and crunched data in what way, looking for what?
Well, Cynthia, we had an analysis that looked at how schools ranked by looking at past raw test scores. Because if you just look at raw test scores, you will find that a Bloomfield Hills will always do great and a Detroit will always do poorly. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to look at taking into account the level of poverty at the schools. And because, unfortunately, the poorer students are, the poorer they do on standardized test scores on average. And so we wanted to look at what schools are breaking through that ceiling of expectations. And when we did that, we were able to rank schools. And we found a lot of schools that were in high poverty areas that add a lot of value to the student achievement of the students who go there. So when we had that, so we wanted to then look at how charter schools do, and especially look at how those charter schools do when you break down the schools that are operated by for-profit organizations and those that are broken down by nonprofit, because that's been a debate here for years.
Yes.
And so we wanted to see whether there was a difference.
In fact, there are lawmakers in Lansing who are, trying to work to ban for-profit charter operators.
Absolutely, and you can understand the logic of it. The sense is that if someone is making money on schools, they're going to do everything they can to squeeze pennies here and there, and student achievement is going to could suffer. And so we try to use our value added matrix and to see how that turned out.
So Jeff Williams from Public Sector Consultants, what was the verdict as all of that data was crunched? And you and Ron worked together. What did you find in terms of the academic performance between the for-profit charters and the nonprofits?
Well, two statements stand out. One is, at first glance, when we ran the numbers, there is not a meaningful difference between the performance of for-profit and not-for-profit charter schools. And we saw that across the different grade levels. Now, when we say that, we have to be a little careful as number crunchers and statisticians because some of the cell sizes, meaning some of the things we have to test, are very small. So we can't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt if we were using that standard. But the circumstantial evidence is sure pointing toward no difference observed between how a charter school is managed, for-profit, not-for-profit, or self-managed.
If you're just joining us, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and speaking today with the Chief Executive Officer of Public Sector Consultants, Jeff Williams, and joined by writer Ron French. His piece in today's Bridge, looking at the question, is there an academic difference in charter schools that are operated by for-profit companies versus charters run by nonprofits? So you're finding that academically there really isn't a difference between the two. So then the question comes, where do these charter schools match up with traditional schools? You kind of found them clumped at the ends, didn't you?
We found a mixed bag. You find that some of the best schools in the state are charter schools. You find that a lot of the worst schools in the state are charter schools. The charter schools at the moment tend to clump at the extremes. For example, of the charter schools we looked at, 48% were in the bottom quarter of scoring. Okay, and compared to 22% of traditional districts being in the bottom quarter. So you think, well, that's a problem. But then when you look at the value-added matrix, you see that three of the top five scoring schools in the state were charter schools.
Hmm.
So it seems to me that what you're seeing here is that just like with a lot of things in life, you know, if you choose carefully, you can find a good one.
Who operates the highest scoring charter schools in Michigan, Ron?
You have to understand that a lot of charter operators don't operate enough schools to really get a good sense.
Okay.
But there was one that stood out, and that's National Heritage Academies. We found that their schools scored much above average and much, much more better than the average charter school. And they are a for-profit organization. In fact, they're a national organization.
Jeff, I'm curious, as you kind of looked at all of this and drilled down into this data, what's your thought? What do you think separates a high-performing charter school from a low-performing charter?
Well, and this is where, again, the detail that's in the statistics, while the average between a traditional public school and a charter school, meaning when you lump them all together, there's not much different, it's in that distribution, meaning it's in how they're spread out. So pick any single charter school and its neighboring public school district, and there will be very clear differences in performance. And as Ron said, sometimes we find that the charter schools outperform a traditional public, and sometimes we find the reverse. So just as Ron said, when we're talking about an individual school selection, we can clearly identify in a small number outperformers and underperformers. It's when you start to say within this five-county region or across the state as a whole, because there are just so many institutions, you know, more than 800 districts in the state, things start to clump together.
Hmm.
And I think a thing to add to that is this points out the importance for families of being smart shoppers, of finding out information, as much information as you can about your local public school district as well as the charters in your area, because sometimes there's a difference.
Where is the best place for a parent to shop that information, especially if they're at the beginning with young kids and they're new to placing a child in school? Where would you start shopping that information?
Well, in terms of the very raw numbers, the first place would be myschooldata.org. It's actually a website operated by the Michigan Department of Education. It has kind of dashboard-style reports or the Joe Friday-style, just basics about, you know, number of teachers, number of children per grade. And it also has that information about the standardized tests, the MEEP and the MyAccess tests. Beyond that, I would look to organizations and analyses like those done by Bridge Magazine. I'd look at Education Trust. There are a number of nonprofits in the state that do very good commentaries on schools and school selection, where that's where you pick up some of the nuance. Like this value-added matrix that Bridge asked us to do, it's one thing just to compare the raw scores of 11th graders on proficiency for college. Mm-hmm. But the value-added matrix adjusts that raw score for the children that are in poverty, because we do know that there are academic differences, sadly, with children in poverty versus not. Children that, you know, get good meals to school, have preparation, have supportive families, tend to outperform. Unless you adjust for that, the raw scores don't tell all of the story. So I'd always encourage folks to start at the Department of Education on that myschooldata.org website and go from there either to Bridge or to EdTrust or to the other institutions that add some more nuance into that story.
Ron French, what is the sense of the takeaway from this piece that you have in Bridge and from the work you've done? What should parents, teachers who would be listening, and lawmakers take away from what you found?
We may need to move away from the debate about profit versus for-profit and look. I don't think the question is really about governance. I think the question is about performance, because you can find good for-profit charters and very bad ones also. You need to look at how these schools are performing, and let's dive in and figure out what's making them work and apply that to all the schools.
Jeff Williams from Public Sector Consultants and Bridge Senior Writer Ron French, thank you so much today for talking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you.